Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Being prepared when inspiration strikes. Hello, friend. Before I get started on this episode, I wanted to take a moment to address the June 24th of 2022 Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, this decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortions, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to podvoices.help. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. And now, back to our regularly scheduled episode. All right, hi there, friends. Again, this is Timothy Kimo Bryan, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I take my 20 years of experience in the arts and education world and help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. Now, have you ever been out in public or sitting at home watching television and suddenly inspiration strikes? You look to your left, you look to your right, and there's nothing to document your idea, and poof, it goes away. Frustrating, isn't it? You know it was a great idea, and there's no way to bring that moment back. But what if you could be prepared for these moments of brilliance and be able to write them down or capture them? That would be great. But hold on, does that mean I have to bring my tools with me everywhere I go? That would be difficult because I used to be a tuba player in middle school and high school. So lugging a tuba around when I was younger wasn't possible. And even today, I'm not lugging a tuba everywhere I go. But today, I am going to help you realize that you have a way to record these ideas down and then get them when you can. Get to them when you can and make sure that you get to them. Today, I'm going to show you how to be ready when inspiration hits. So, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, let's look at Merriam-Webster's definition of inspiration. And they define it as an inspiring agent or influence, the quality or state of being inspired, something that is inspired, a scheme that was pure inspiration. The act of drawing in, specifically the drawing in of air into the lungs, a divine influence or action on a person believed to qualify him or her to receive and communicate sacred revelations, the action or power of moving the intellect or emotions, and finally, the act of influencing or suggesting opinions. That is a mouthful, kids. The reason why I bring this up is because we need to understand what we're talking about when it comes to inspiration. Now, in previous episodes of this show, I've discussed inspiration, and I think you can achieve inspiration from just about any source and situation if you open yourself up to it. We need to know what we're talking about before we try to prepare for it when it strikes. So, yes, I do think inspiration can be cultivated. And I know that there's some of us out there that feel that inspiration happens magically or under certain circumstances, such as, you know, when you're inebriated or when you're very emotional. And I used to buy into that thought process. But now I really don't. I think inspiration is everywhere. And it's there all the time if you're willing to open your eyes and your ears and take notice to it. Now, once you experience that feeling, at that time, you've got to decide if you want to share this moment in your life with others. Now, what tools can you use to, you know, record this inspiration? Back in my day, cell phones used to weigh about 2 pounds and cost about $4,000. Now, right now, I'm using a Pixel 6 that cost about $550 and weighs about 7 ounces. Original cell phones couldn't do what your modern cell phone can do. And this is the first tool I go to in my arsenal. You know, when I'm out and about, I grab the camera function and snap a picture or take a video. If I get an idea to pop in my head, I use one of my note-taking devices and speak right into the phone, and I get a transcript that I can make that into a task and get back to that idea later. You know, if I don't feel like typing, you know, oh my gosh, you know, first world problems. You know, there are millions of apps out there that you can get on your phone to make your phone do what you need it to do in order to record those bits of inspiration that you will find all over the place. Use it in the manner that you remember or learn best. So if you're an auditory person, record the sound. If you're a visual person, snap the picture. If you're kinetic, use the stylus in a painting app to record down your ideas. Heck, you're listening to a podcast right now. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but you're listening to a podcast. Amazing, isn't it? You could download it to your phone and share it with one of your other apps and keep it for later when you have time to do something with the idea. The smartphone is a great invention. And my recommendation is don't be a product for the social media apps on your phone. Make your phone a tool for your creativity. Now, big drawbacks may seem obvious, but your phone runs on batteries. So what happens when you run out? And many of the apps need the access to the internet in order to function fully. Here's another thing. You're giving up a lot of your privacy by using the phone. So for you, you need to make that determination for yourself on how comfortable you are with that. A tool that I use a lot is a good old pen and paper or a writing utensil. When I first started writing poetry, I kept a steno pad and pen attached to the wire that held all the pages together. Now, this served me well because the steno pad was small and light, and I used a Bic ballpoint pen, and I wrote about 600 poems that way. I was usually, you know, in the public, sitting, writing. Sometimes a drink would be spilled on the notebook, or if I was sweating profusely, I stained it with my sweat. Yeah, gross, I know, right? I used sketch pads and charcoal and pencils when I was in a sketch class during college. See, this is the whole using paper and a writing utensil. All the stuff worked out great at like coffee shops, but you know, not so great in bars because people always want to know what you're sketching, and then they're going to give you a critique of your work right there, like they're, you know, somebody important. I think using, you know, a paper and a writing utensil is the most versatile way to collect ideas, and I use it. I use it less now that I have, you know, like a Chromebook and a laptop and my phone. Because it's, you know, my Chromebook is very light and has many of the functions that my phone has. It's also got the same issues with battery life and internet connectivity. So keep that in mind. You know, even if you're using pen and paper, you're still giving up some privacy if you go out in public with that. Here's the thing. Whatever tool you choose, keep it unobtrusive. People are naturally curious, and if they see you recording something or sketching something down, they're going to want to see it. Now, some people are going to give you their opinions, you know, on what you're recording, not knowing that this is probably the first step in the creation of an artistic piece. People who don't know you and don't know your process will give you their, you know, response to the piece, which may or may not be useful. But most times, you know, we don't look for that feedback at this stage, at the very earliest stages. Also, think about it like this. If people feel they're being recorded in whatever discipline that we practice, they're either going to start acting for the camera, and I'm using quotes there, or they're going to move away and you've lost the moment you're trying to capture. Now, I'm not saying be secretive and, you know, put on a mask and, you know, the mustache and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying keep it on the down low because you could be ruining the perfect opportunity to create your art. Lastly, on this point, if you keep it unobtrusive, you might actually be more open to what's happening around you and gain further inspiration. Now, when I started writing poetry, I took my notebook to the bar, and I was missing out on what was happening around me because I was so stuck in my head. People may have approached me, didn't want to seem rude, so they stopped short and they moved on. That conversation could have happened, and it's now lost forever because I wanted to focus on a piece I was writing and not living life. What I should have done is have my notebook out, jot down some of the things I saw or heard around me, and then put that down and make eye contact with people and give them the opportunity to approach me, or heck, I know, scary thought here, strike up a conversation with them. But you know, hey, we live and we learn. The key takeaway here is keep it light, keep it cheap, keep it unobtrusive. Now, why should you want to be prepared? Okay. Again, how many times have you witnessed something or experienced something out in nature or in public and thought, man, damn, I wish I would have written that down. I know it's happened to me more than once this week. These great ideas that we have amount to nothing without actioning on them and seeing what happens. You know, see what you create out of them. This is why you should have tools easily accessible and ready to go at a moment's notice. And I want to help you avoid that regret. I know this seems like a simple thing to do, but even the simplest things can be the hardest things to practice. You know, I believe we live in a wonderful world that's full of inspiration all around us. And if we took the time to sit still, experience it, and then record our findings and share them with others, then maybe, just maybe, we'll feel just a little less lonely on our journey. I'll tell you what. You could, you know, just pause this podcast right now. I bet you didn't realize you're listening to a podcast, but you are. But if you pause the podcast, and don't do it yet, but go outside and take a walk around your block or your yard. Stop, look, listen, try to get into a meditative state and let life happen around you. Pick one thing to describe in whatever discipline you practice and notice everything about it. How does it sound? How does it feel? How does it taste? How does it make you feel? What's the temperature? What's the humidity? Utilize all your senses that are available to you and start to work on describing that to others. This is a great way to overcome writer's block, and I'm using huge quotes with my fingers, which, you know, if you've heard me, you know that I don't believe in the concept of that. The next thing I would want you to do is reach out to me and let me know what you chose to do and how you chose to express it, or reach out to somebody you know and trust and express it to them. I don't bite much, but I know it can be intimidating to tell somebody you don't know about an experience like this. So I'm going to let you off the hook this time. Once you've done that, and I'm sure you will start up a conversation with the person that you share it with, they may have had a very similar experience with the object that you're describing. And they may be able to describe it in ways that you have missed. Give it a shot. And you will never have to worry about writer's block again. Come back after all that is done and finish out the podcast. I'll wait right here, I promise. I told you to press pause. All right. So if you got something out of this episode, hey, go ahead and share it with a friend. It may be just what they need to hear. If you have questions about the show, feel free, reach out to me. And tell me what you're working on in your neck of the woods. You can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And if you would like to be on the show, go ahead and reach out. I'd love to feature your work on the show. Now, if you like this podcast, you can check out my other podcasts. I have one called Find a Podcast About that helps you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. You can find that one at findapodcastabout.xyz. I also run a podcast called Clearly Obtuse, where I explore what an avant-garde podcast would sound like. You can find that one at clearlyobtuse.com. All right, go out there. Be influenced by your favorite artist. Tame that inner critic and create more than you consume. Go out there and create some art for somebody you love. Yourself. Until next time.